Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Let's do the match preview. Liverpool versus Fulham. It is still me, Steve, Chloe and Dan for this one. I'm kind of still in the aftermath, afterglow of Tottenham Hotspur. I don't really want to think about Fulham, but here we are. Steve, at least it's another home game. You know, we're in this little three on the bounce run here.
Is it not four?
No. I mean, we go to Leicester, don't we, on the Monday away?
Sorry, I'm thinking four wins on the bounce. My head's gone, sorry. No. I was just really happy
still thinking about Richarlison, little pigeon idiot. We're in the middle of this sort of home trilogy, as it were. It does look, because of the results of the weekend, like top four is going to be sewn up, Steve. But what we've got now, you know, changing of expectations. We've got to start cementing fifth, and it's interesting to see Fulham, who were very much a team in and around us, have had a real drop-off the last couple of months, whereas we've managed to turn the corner. This can't afford to be a stumbling block. There has to be the renewed purpose of, we said this, it is disappointing not playing Champions League football. It isn't dead and buried, but also we need to start being excited for what comes next. This is another interesting test of mentality for Liverpool.
Yeah, and like you say, all Liverpool get to 71 points and see what it takes. Yeah, it might be enough. Looks like it probably isn't going to be enough. You'd be shocked if Man United or Newcastle slip up that many times, but put it on them. Just make them have to do it anyway. You're right. The season starts away at Fulham, and it was very early on in that game when me and you sat there like, oh my God. It feels a long time ago now. And we were right to be worried. It turned out from what we saw in that game. So Fulham against Man City, a good game the other day. You know, it was a worldie. That was the difference between them, really, wasn't it? So They're a good team. They'll be organised and all that kind of stuff. We are at home. We expect to do it. But I don't think this is going to be an easy game. You know, I wouldn't just be banking on it. I hope I'm wrong, and I hope they just do roll over. And they have had a little bit of a dip, but they're still, fundamentally, they've got players that can hear. Yeah, they're defensively sound. They know what they're doing. They're very well organised. Like, it turns out maybe Marco Silva is a good manager. He might just be Everton again. The curse of that particular football club, you know, it just leaves an absolute stink on you. But I think it's going to be a tough game. I think it's going to be a quite close one as well, quite nervy. Obviously, the Mitrovic thing's done them in big time. Mm-hmm. That FA Cup game against Man United, it ended their season, because they might have had half a chance of winning that competition, perhaps, and lost their best player for eight games for touching a ref. So it has got a bit pear-shaped for them, but you're right. You're right in what you say. You've just got to go and put it on Man United and Newcastle's toes at some point by beating them.
And also, there's this thing, Chloe, where Brighton are the real X factor, the unknowns in this European race. We are 4 points ahead at the moment, but they have got two games in hand. Three over, actually, you know, Tottenham and Villa ahead of them as well. They're in scintillating form again out of nowhere. Look like they've totally fallen apart, and then they go and batter Wolves at the weekend. Liverpool gets the point. It's like, don't even need to worry about looking up the table or looking down the table. It's about looking too much almost at the opponent that's in front of us. Keep our blinkers on, focus entirely on Fulham, and get the job done. And again, the mission is win every game, as Steve kind of says. The mission is make sure we bounce out the season with some positive vibes. Want to go to Anfield in midweek, and I want to see more of what I've seen. Maybe slightly less goals conceded, more of the similar same.
Yeah, hopefully, you know, it should have a good atmosphere on Wednesday. I thought the atmosphere at Anfield the other day was quite poor, to be perfectly honest. and a 4-3 win, that should really get everyone up. We've got two more home games on the bounce. Get 6 points out of them and just see where you're on the table. Take it game by game. Fulham, surprisingly, you know, even without Mitrovic, haven't been horrific. They beat the Ev, that was boss. I think it was Harry Wilson with a goal there. And they've got players who can hurt us, but they are without Mitrovic. And I saw a clip on Twitter of Pereira. He landed and it looked quite bad. I don't know whether but if he is not playing, that's a big boost for Liverpool. But we just need to focus on ourselves. If we can find Trent the gaps and the spaces and we can execute the way we want to, then we can really batter Fulham. You can. You've just got to be careful what comes your way in terms of counter-attacks. You've got to stay concentrated. We got complacent in that first half, which is what caused them to get their goal, but them to also have one cleared off the line. And, you know, Kulusevski also had a one-on-one later on from Robertson where he didn't put it away. We need to make sure that we don't get complacent. We need to stay focused and concentrated, because the more you give the opposition these little moments, the more they can hang on them. And at half-time, they can point them out and say, do this, because you can do it once again. So yeah, we need to focus on ourselves, put in a solid performance, hopefully don't concede as many, and really feed off the 4-3 win in the last minute, because that gives you a lot of confidence.
The goals are back, but we're still giving far too much encouragement.
That's the thing.
Forest get two, Tottenham get three. We give one away to West Ham. Our goals are back. Don't get me wrong. We've, you know, fours and threes and twos.
Teams
and three,
feed off that as well, don't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, and it almost feels a little bit like the Jürgen's very start. You know,
I was making the 17-18 comparisons earlier on. That's what it feels like. It feels like a team that's got enough goals to go and blitz their opponents, and we've got options to do that. I mean, think about the start of that 17-18 season. We had Coutinho in the mix in the first half as well. So we had people remember Coutinho as a midfielder. He rarely did
play left wing one.
We had him and Mane in a bit more rotation in that, and so we had the options to go and really hurt teams. And now we've got that, and that's what this run-in's going to be based on, I think, is that there's clear issues that still need addressing in the squad, just in terms of bodies, the transfer market. But I said this in the summer, we spent the money rebooting the attack, and now we've actually got that attack available to us. That's what its job is. You know, that's where all the freshness, all the vigour is in this side. And that's the kind of the beauty about what we saw at the weekend. The real strong takeaway going into Fulham is, I don't know who our starting three are going to be. I could make a strong case for two options, and it could yet be another one on top of that. You've got a lot of lads who are actually in really, really good form, and that should be enough, because let's be honest, I know Spurs are a mess, but the same way that West Ham were a better team than Leeds, but we still managed to do them away from home, Fulham are a worse team than Tottenham Hotspur, we should be able to have enough.
They definitely are, especially without Mitrovic. We spoke about him quite a bit already, because he was the X factor for them all season. He was a lot of the reason as to why they were overachieving so much, and since he's been out of the side, they have taken a little bit of a dip. You'd say they're on the beach, but then the performance against City suggests they are still fighting. But listen, I think Liverpool just need to take care of business now. That's where we're at in terms of our season between now and the end. And I think on the attacking point, you're right. We've got our attack sorted. Like, there's them lads. They're going to be the lads next season as well. The midfield, we're not so sure about. There's sort of little buds of hope in there with the youngsters coming through. Curtis Jones, Harvey Elliott, Pacetic as well. And the defence might need addressing too. But yeah, I think we're going to see. It'd be nice if we could keep it tighter at the back and not offer opposition more encouragement, but I think we are going to see maybe more games like we've seen yesterday. It's going to sort of be the Norwiches of years gone by and Bournemouth games that were just chaos, because that's where we're at. And I think we're still trying to find our way in this new system with the personnel we have available. But yeah, I think, like Chloe says, you know, these little run of games at Anfield, if the players were starting to tire at all yesterday in this little run, there's nothing like a 94th minute winner in front of the cop as a little shot in the arm, is there, to go again between now and the end of the season.
Let's talk about some of the options then, Chloe. First off, Hendo, Elliot, Hendo back in.
Yeah, I probably would. Just from the off, you know, if we need something more, Henderson. I think defensively does a little bit better in that role. He gives license and he's obviously right-footed, which really helps Mo Salah out. He digs balls in from the right-hand side when he overlaps. I bring him back in. I don't think Harvey Elliott played horrific. Mm-hmm. He just got a little bit lost in the game, that's all. And he'll get his chance again. Jordan Henderson's, you know, getting on now. So I'd slot him back in. I'd ask Curtis Jones to go again. I really would. I think Jota deserves to come back in and Gakpo deserves to start. So that means that my front three is Salah, Gakpo and Jota.
I think the Jota thing, is that's going to be the real hard one, because I can see how Jordan Henderson does just come back in. I don't think there's anything wrong, because it's Fulham, if I'm being honest, and we're at home. I would probably give Elliot another go and see what he can do. Because, again, we know what Jordan Henderson can do. We know what he's bringing to the table. Another game, another 45, 60 minutes, whatever, won't do Harvey Elliott's development any harm. But the actual real difficult one today is that Diaz Jota, because I thought Diaz was absolutely sensational. You know, he's everything our side's lacked since he's been out of the team. But Diogo Jota is also something that he is a predatory clinical finisher. That Jürgen's gonna have to rack his brain a bit this week.
He's got to get out of jail free card. You can just say to Diaz, we're taking it slow with you. You know, you can start the weekend with Brentford and we'll take it in terms. We don't want to rush you back. That's his get out of free card on that one if he needs it. Because you're right, there's four forwards there who are all more than deserving to play. I go back to the Henderson Elliott thing. I'd go Elliott again. I don't think Henderson's been that good, if truth be told. I don't think he's played well for a few weeks. I think he hasn't. I get it. It's been hard graft over there, but I don't think he's even been particularly great at it. So I wouldn't mind giving Harvey another go at it, but I expect he'll go back to Henderson again. Harvey to go, he hasn't played, and he looked knackered the other day when he went off earlier.
Yeah.
Liverpool looked tired. I thought at the time they were both the right subs, because Diaz and Harvey looked like they were starting to flag a little bit. He's got an interesting one at left back. Mm-hmm. Does he trust Kostas? Does he want to give Robertson another go? Because if you're basing it on last performances, Robertson couldn't have any qualms about being dropped. It's just whether you think Kostas has got it in him to be that. The more left of a three rather than a left back. Other than that, I think that's about it, really. It's enough of a turnaround, you think, Sunday to Wednesday night, that it's not horrendous. But he's also got Brentford to think about. I wonder if he, again, I don't know how hard you're thinking. It might literally just be next game, we'll see what we've got. But I'd definitely be keeping Salah and Gakpo together. So you're right. If it was me, I've said it all along. Gap where Jota gets in my team, and I always figure it out. But you are right. Luis Diaz looked really, really keen for it. But like I say, the fact that he got a whack, the fact that he went off, and the fact that he's just coming back, it almost you can rest them without dropping them. You can say, hey, we're looking after you.
It's an easy
where, you know what I mean? It's an easier conversation to have, because this time, maybe it start of next season, if everyone's fit and available and firing, there's two lads not playing who are going to be gutted. So. That's what it's where you want to be, but there are hard decisions.
The midweek.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Thing helps in that, doesn't it? Dan, yeah, because 100%. It means you get to say, as Steve's saying there, you're going to be start. You're getting 60 to 60, between 60 and 80 in this game, yeah. And then you're the ones getting a sub, and then we'll look to flip it at the weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's a massive help. It actually takes a lot of pressure off Klopp in terms of having them conversations and making those decisions. It's almost, you'd imagine it'll be dictated to a lot of it in terms of the fitness side of things from those people. But yeah, I would personally like to see Harvey Elliott go again. I'd like to see him get the hour and then Henderson the half an hour with a view to maybe Henderson coming in for the Brentford game from the start. I think Diaz should come out of the side, not based on his performance, but based on sort of that easing him back in. I think we still need to ease him back in and be very careful with what we're getting from him between now and the end. And also Jota, listen, comes in, gets the winner. Like, go again, my mate, go again and build on it.
Do you think that, like, this conversation, what people saying, I'd rather not be in Europe if you're not going to win the Champions
stupid
League.
Stupid conversation, by the way.
It is. It's stupid. This is the point now, is that Liverpool don't want you to be playing 38 games next season. You can't have a big squad if you're playing 38, 40 games.
We can't do a lot of the things we want to do if we don't. But if we don't have that many games
and the finance. But I'm just thinking, like, this is where if you do get your Europa League, Mo Salah might not have to kick a ball in the group stage. Just don't worry about it.
Yeah.
But you can. There are ways.
That rotation.
It also means that when someone comes into the side because of a knock or an injury, someone's ready and going. So it's easier to just say, you know, for example, Jota got a whack against. It's West Ham, so there's Luis Diaz. Luis Diaz is on, and he's played a few games and he's had minutes under his belt. Yeah. You can't just go from not playing every week to, and then you're just in. No. That's how you end up like with players who will take games to get
off. At the risk of being a Europa League apologist, there is a world where it changes the dynamic in a positive way for Liverpool. And I know everyone's focused on the money that revenues the Champions League brings and the calibre of player, which I think is a little overstated in so much as, if Jürgen said it before, they actually don't want players who only want to be at us because we're at the top, because that's not the mentality you want. You want people who want to be, who are keen to get you, push it on. There's a world where Kevin Keller's the Europa League goalkeeper, so he sticks around for another year for that. There's a world where all the lads who've played too much football, the older lads, you're right, it means you don't play Thiago, you don't play Henderson, you don't play Virgil van Dijk, you know, and these, and you don't play Mo Salah.
Simicas over Robben.
That gives you, all of a sudden, you almost get an extra season at a higher level back out of these players, whereas the Champions League, you're not going to not play van Dijk and Salah in the Champions League games because they would demand that they're in there, and that helps you then build for what comes afterwards, but also helps protect these lads so you do get better out of them in the games that they play.
That's why this is a game, like you say, and it is what we wanted, but I do think it's quite important they finish fifth. And you're right, Tottenham and Villa losing obviously the weekend. Brighton are still hanging around. They've got a lot of games to catch up though. So we saw the other day the effects that they had. When they had to go weekend, midweek, albeit they had played extra time, caveat, but like they didn't look great at it, you know what I mean? Because they're not used to it yet. A lot of these players are used to this now, going and going and going again at the business end. We're chasing something different, but it's the... In terms of like the looking ahead to the Fulham game in particular, the only other couple of questions I've got is: at what point does Fabinho not play? Is there any point where is he just in now till the end of the season?
Is it Henderson for him? Is the question there? Or well, for that matter,
I think
it was meant to be Thiago, and then that's kind of
it'd be a Jettison.
And is Alexander Arnold just in every game now? Probably.
Don't have another option there, do we? Yeah. But for me, I think you are right in that, and no one's even said the name Darwin Nunes as well, which is a different story altogether. Mm. But just on the point about Europe, I think I certainly want to finish fifth, and if anyone's in any doubt whether we want to finish fifth as a collective, just look at Jurgen Klopp and Anfield's reaction to what happened yesterday. Yeah. Like, it's got to be. It just has to be fifth.
Absolutely. Yeah. Just on the Henderson-Elliott thing, I was just having a quick look because I knew this again from the video I did last week about minutes played. Henderson and Elliott are running at about the same total minutes on the season, fractionally more. It's like 30, less than 27, I think 23 more for Jordan Henderson so far. They've been in rotation kind of all season long. So you can go one or the other, really. I don't think it really matters too much. There might be a stylistic issue, but that's what you've got your substitute bench for. Yeah. But the thing that Elliot's got going for him, Henderson's got 3 assists this season. Elliot's got 5 goals and 2 assists. Get a little bit more in the Champions League and cups, of course. But we know you're getting with Harvey is you're getting more attacking input. And what I want to see from this running now is that if we can't be trusted to keep the door shut, we need to go and blitz some teams. And I think Elliot could be a key component.
I also think, mate, again, I don't know how far Jürgen looks, but if he's looking at the next 2 games and picking one for each, I mean, Brentford are. I mean, we saw the dangers they caused offset plays and stuff like. If you think, you know, heighten the team, maybe Henderson plays there because Harvey's only a little bless him. So maybe it's.
We've got a 9-day break after Brentford as well, haven't we? There's 9 days there.
Yeah, because the Monday night.
Yeah, so there's a good gap if, in terms of fitness wise. I'm thinking if there are question marks, we do have a nice little break afterwards.
Yeah, I don't mind whether Harvey Elliott starts or not. I'd be happy to see him again. I just thought Henderson because Henderson got a rest. He didn't come on till late. And Diaz, I'd love to see Diaz, but I was so shocked to see him start from the beginning. Mm-hmm. He had 2 9-minutes and a 35. I did not think he was going to start from the off. I assumed that the knock that Jürgen Klopp mentioned in his presser about Jota was quite a big knock. It must have been
a little bit. You missed training for a few days.
Exactly. So that is why I assumed not Darwin Nunes. Luis Diaz started, which is why
the contempt. No, you just it's said just,
yeah, he's not.
He's on your good list. Is he?
I think Jota's back was still struggling.
Win a couple of headers, and I might turn it round a little.
He has scored a header this season.
No, he came on and look, I love him. I think he'll be boss. He's not yet fit into the system. But he did not win a single header that was put up to him when you needed them to. And he just outjumped people, but didn't really win a header.
You've not let this go. You've had some time to chill on this.
But if Diaz starts, I'd be really excited.
Okay, sounds well. Good. You know, the good thing is we've actually got a few options. Yeah, there, it's my dad, unless it's Fabinho.
It wasn't that long ago when we were like, "Damn, Ben Doka do a job." but genuinely, we had to because that's what
it's,
he was.
It's the first. It's like the warning signs of when your side things aren't going well, and you start looking for wild solutions to it. Mm-hmm. It's like all the people going like starting at Phillips centre half, and it's like fucking stupid. It's like you mean there's a
I
reason.
I didn't say starting at Phillips.
You were like, I'd be giving that Phillips
over
a
Joe
go.
Gomez.
Exactly, but Joe Gomez was who was available. Like, you know, so. There's just these things. I mean, everyone thinks them. There's got to be a radical answer. Like, bring some mad player in from the cold. You bring them in when you've literally got no one else. Ben Doak will have his time, but you're right. That's where we were at then. Where we're at now is we've actually got a bunch of senior lads who are all fit and hopefully pulling
in the right direction. Bobby on this? Because he said he was going to miss 3 games, didn't he? Mm. That they're the 3 now, so I wonder if he
should be still back
with
this
a
week
muscle injury.
Theory,
so yeah, you wonder he didn't say anything.
Back he needs a good best. Sign off, doesn't he? He can't just go out with a whimper like this.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, but it depends. What are we doing? What are we going for? I think he can contribute. Carvalho's the one that's the question in that because Carvalho's sitting in Firmino's place on the bench.
He's off in the summer. Him Jürgen's comments the other day. That was enough. We'll talk about it in the summer, almost like.
Is that what he said?
He said we haven't spoken about.
We haven't spoken about it yet.
Speak about it now. Basically,
he's talking about going alone, isn't he? That might be him.
He did also praise his levels of training.
Back on the bench,
he's really good in training. Buy him.
But we've talked about this, though, haven't we? About like the lads who are playing. You know, we're given game time to the fit and available lads who've got more to grow and more to improve upon. If Firmino is fit and comes straight back in for Carvalho, it's a little thing where it tells you that Firmino's still very much the guy, and rightly so, to be fair. Okay, score predictions on this one, Dan.
Liverpool 3-0.
2-1.
3-2.
Wow, hey, I can do without.
2 set piece goals from Fulham.
Harry Wilson haunting us.
No, someone's going to kick it into the space where Trent isn't there, and they're going to just pull it across to someone to tap it.
Yeah, right. Very, very
well. But Trent will get another assist.
4-1 to Liverpool. But Harry Wilson will score a free kick because that's I'm genuinely fine. Let Harry Wilson score a free kick.
Is there anyone we hate at Fulham? We'd like to get an equaliser, and then you can't hate anyone at Fulham, can you? Really? Really.
Willian?
Pretty unhateable.
No, I don't really hate him. I actually rate him, to be honest.
Again, I can't hate everyone who scores against Liverpool. I have a long list to hate. I'd be a very hateful person.
It's a good place to start, though.
little audition for Paulinho.
I love Paulinho, you know.
Okie dokie.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.